This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is the president of Vanguard Integrity Professionals, Brian Marshall. Brian, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us, you guys are doing something so important because there's a big, big customer and company out there making half of the internet work. It's called IBM.
Correct.
And you're, securing mainframe technology?
That is correct.
Tell us how you do that and what you're doing.
So we do a lot of things on the mainframe. So we started off doing administration because, as you may know, the mainframe isn't the easiest interface in the world to use. It's a legacy interface, if you will. So one of the first things we did was we automated the administration for provisioning and deprovisioning users on the mainframe. That's the basically the how the company was started.
You're like the Active Directory of the mainframe is how you started.
Well, IBM,
in a better way.
Well, IBM actually has the Active Directory. We make it usable.
You make it usable.
Right. So IBM has this thing called RACF, which stands for Resource Access Control Facility.
Yes.
And our first product actually automated the collection of data out of RACF for reporting, doing administration, and basically making it easy for companies, and there's a lot of companies that have bet their business on the mainframe, made it easier for them to do that. And then over the years, we've enhanced our product line to go beyond just administration. We now do security for the mainframe. So, for example, if you want to push your privileged users into doing multi-factor authentication on the mainframe via Duo, Ping, RSA, Active Identity, VIP access, almost any type of back-end authentication server, we know how to have the mainframe talk directly to it so that you can actually use whatever back-end authentication server you want talking to the mainframe, and we can provide that multi-factor authentication.
What's that middleware software solution you wrote called that does that?
We call it Easy Token.
Easy Token.
Yeah, Easy Token.
And this would be at gotovanguard.com to learn about the Easy Token?
Absolutely, correct.
Very cool. Tell us more.
So one of our that's another set of our products. We then also have compliance for the mainframe. So have you ever heard of the Department of Defense, Defense Information Systems Agency, Security Technical Implementation Guidelines?
STIGS.
From
DISA.
Right.
Yeah, and NIST has STIGS out there too.
Correct.
I've heard of them, brother.
All right. So we were the first company to actually automate them for the mainframe for RACF, ACF2, and Top Secret. So back in about 2009, one of our customers came to us and said that they needed to adhere to the DISA STIGS and that they had a tool in-house that DISA had written, but they couldn't use it, largely because DISA wrote it for DISA. But they were compelled by one of the federal agencies to follow the DISA STIGs. So we first took our products and basically wrote a how to do the DISA STIGs using our products. And as we were writing that, we realized it was still way too complex.
A big checklist.
Yeah,
and exactly. A lot of next.
It was actually about 1,000 pages long.
Okay. So, a little too hard to implement. You have STIG automation?
Right.
Get out.
So what we did was we automated all of that, and then we did it across RACF, ACF2, and Top Secret. And then we went a step further, and we built a task that'll go to every machine you've run this on and collect the data and bring it back to a central point for reporting purposes. So that from a single place for Z Linux and for mainframe, you can, and it actually works on a regular Linux as well, but we don't generally tell people that, but it does. You can go out and grab all this data, bring it back, and have a central place for reporting of compliance.
That's phenomenal. So I would guess that you have DoD customers or those who are system integrators are working with the federal government?
Yes.
Excellent.
We have a number of federal agencies who are our customers. We also have a lot of the financial industry, retail, healthcare.
Anybody who's deployed big iron, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
And big iron is I need a scalable environment. IBM made the most scalable mainframe environment, the Z series, with all this. And you're saying from their Linux operating system to their upgraded mainframe OS, you work on both.
Yep, that is correct.
And what about, you were telling me more about other things in security.
So we've got a number of different products that go out and, for example, we can set up a policy management agent on the mainframe that will allow or prevent security personnel from making changes to the security server that are detrimental. So, for example, if you have a privileged user who can pass his privilege on, as far as the ESM, which is the external security manager, or the system itself, it looks at that guy and says, you have the ability to do this. Our product can stop him from doing it because we know that he shouldn't be passing his privilege along to someone else.
So privilege escalation to my buddy is a malicious insider move.
Right.
And GoToVanguard.com has solved that problem on the mainframe.
Correct.
So you've got these tokens. You've got multi-factor authentication integration. You've got STIG automation. You've got escalated privilege detection and response.
Yep.
Tell me more. Do you have more?
Yeah, we do. We actually have another product that on, again, RACF, ACF2, and Top Secret, will take the log data that's of interest and send it down to your SIM. So this is basically putting the mainframe into the SOC. And it's been a long time coming, right?
It's been a long time coming.
And what
so my SIM or my SIEM, it could be
right.
Logarithm, it could be Alien Vault, anybody, and you're going to integrate with the SIEM or SIM, providing real-time log data from the mainframe so that the network operations team, the security operations team, can get it without having to ask a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
And this is in real time.
Yes. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
And because the mainframes are prolific loggers,
yes,
we allow them to actually go in and teach our product what logs you care about or what records you care about versus which ones you don't.
So signal-to-noise ratio is low.
Right.
Brilliant.
So not an all or nothing. You could have it all. We prefer that you go in and pick and choose what type of records you want sent down.
Brian, are you publicly traded?
No, we're not. We are
Jenny at IBM,
owned.
Did you hear that? Go to Vanguard.com, my friend Jenny. So you guys are not publicly traded yet.
Correct.
You haven't been acquired. You're growing fast. You have great customers.
Yep.
What's next?
Actually, that's a great question. We're looking at taking our compliance and security solutions and moving them to other platforms.
We've take this to other platforms?
Yep. We started with Linux because obviously Z Linux runs on the mainframe, but let's be honest. You've got IBM recently bought Red Hat. Most companies run SUSE Linux on the mainframe. There's really no big difference between Z Linux and Linux. So our compliance product will already run on Linux, and our compliance product already today takes the DoD DISA STIGs and automates them on Z Linux. So we can move that to the Z Linux or the regular Linux, and we're going to put it on the AS400, which is the iSeries.
That's awesome.
And we may move on from there. Our customers have asked us to.
Well, interestingly enough, half the web servers in the world are vulnerable and running on Linux.
Yep.
And they don't know how to manage privilege escalation.
Right.
They don't know, I mean, all the issues you talked about, multi-factor authentication, so many stories in the news of people getting breached is because they're running Linux in the wrong way.
Yeah, correct. So configuration and security of the system along with logging and the ability to detect events that are not desirable are all things you should have on all platforms.
How long has Vanguard been around?
Since 1986.
1986. So you guys have been doing this for a long time.
We have.
Sharp people, great yep. technology, big R&D team.
Yeah. Actually, I'm the president of the company, but I actually came up through R&D.
Cool.
I ran R&D for about 13 years for the company.
Excellent. And we can find you at GoToVanguard.com.
Yes, sir.
Brian, great interview. Thanks for coming in the hot seat.
Yeah, thanks.
So, folks, check them out. If you're in the mainframe world today, you're vulnerable without GoToVanguard.com. And then if you're in the Linux world, keep an eye on what they're up to. It sounds amazing.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.